Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 16th of June. The Law Nailed to the Cross. The law which was against us was taken out of the way when it was nailed to the cross through the sufferings that Christ endured at the hands of wicked men. Death is no longer the consequence of the law. Rather, death is now the consequence of Christ's judgment, because he possesses the keys of hell and death. He obtained these keys when the fire of hell was lit by Christ on his offering journey, which culminated when he was lifted up on the cross at Calvary, and great darkness covered the earth from the sixth to the ninth hour. This was the place where the justice and judgment of God were fully manifest and revealed. During those 3 hours, Jesus suffered the judgment of everlasting burnings that belonged to those who were forgotten by God, until the judgment and punishment of each of us were completed in him. That is, he, through eternal spirit, endured an eternity of judgment and wrath, an ageless age of years, countless and interminable, which will never cease for those who refuse to repent and to receive the salvation of God. And yet death could not hold him. He returned to the Father, having learned and fulfilled the obedience that belongs to every person. These two dimensions of his one offering were typified by the two goats, the scapegoat and the Lord's goat, that were offered on the Day of Atonement under the Old Covenant. The Apostle Paul proclaimed the gospel of Jesus Christ and him crucified as a word of present truth in every place. When Paul first came to Corinth, he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuaded both Jews and Greeks. When Silas and Timothy arrived from Macedonia, Paul was compelled by the Spirit to testify to the Jews that Jesus is the Christ. This was a word of present truth that Paul had been specifically directed to deliver to them. The references used in today's devotions are Colossians chapter 2 verse 14, Acts chapter 2 verse 23, Revelation chapter 1 verse 18, Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14, Acts chapter 2 verse 24, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 2, and Acts chapter 18 verses 1 to 5. For further study, Colossians chapter 2.